Someone makes an edit that asks him from eating dates. Mutter bidvash tamarim. He can eat the date honey. Again, another example of what we learned in the previous Mishnah. Stam is that when you say a certain type of food is aser, he doesn't mean for us to treat it like something which is not kosher, and therefore anything that comes out of it or anything that imparts a flavor from this into something else becomes aser. No. He aser tamarim. He means dates, not date honey. Vaitra, says the Mishnah, another example, mesis vanias, if he asered himself from sis vanias. What are sis vanias? Sakta batanura, anovim royim hanishorim bikfanim bimaisastav. They're grapes that aren't so good. They remain on the vine through the fall until the winter. We don't use them to produce wine. We do use them to make vinegar. So if someone makes a neder, meisis vanias, mutter b'chayim meisis vanias, he's still mutter in the vinegar from these grapes. Because amaisa, he just asked for the grapes themselves. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says, kol shashem toiladetoi kruya olav, any fruit. We have something coming out of that fruit, and we refer to it. It has the name of the fruit. Lamashal tamarim, and then there is dvash tamarim, date honey. There's sisvanias, which are the grapes, and there's chaymet sisvanias. When you refer to this honey, you mention the dates. When you refer to this vinegar, you mention the grapes. The noider himenu, and he made a neder asring that fruit. Zakt Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira aser af biyotza himenu. He's aser also to eat not only the fruit itself, but what comes out of the fruit, like the date honey or the vinegar. And now we have a third shita. The Chachamim Matirim, the Chachamim Ramatir. The Chachamim Matir, what? Here's a very interesting shita. The Chachamim are Matir, the Sisvanias grapes themselves. According to the Chachamim, if someone makes a neder from Sisvanias, he's mutter to eat those grapes. Because most people don't eat those grapes. So his kavana wasn't on those grapes. His kavana lechatchila must have been on the vinegar. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says that if someone assers sisvanias, he's assering the sisvanias and the chaymetz, and the vinegar that comes out of the sisvanias. The Chachamim say if someone assers sisvanias, he's mutter in the grapes, he's only assering the vinegar. So according to this pshat of the Chachamim, we have three shitas over here. There's the sheet of the Tanakama. Tanakama holds if you asser sisvanias grapes, you're assering in the grapes themselves, you're mutter in the vinegar. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira holds, if you aser the sisvanias grapes, you're aser in the grapes and the vinegar, because the vinegar is referred to as sisvanias vinegar. The Chachamim say that if someone aser sisvanias, he's probably referring to the common use of sisvanias. He asered on himself only the vinegar that comes from the sisvanias, and not the sisvanias themselves, these grapes he can eat. There is another pshat in the Batanura. It's okay, you can go on to the next mission if you want. But without taking the risk of getting confused, the Batanur brings another pshat. What does it mean, Chachamim Matirin? The Mishnah means to say the Chachamim are matir, the vinegar from the Sisvanias grapes, even though the peiros themselves aren't edible. The Tanakam, on the other hand, would not be matir, what comes out of the peiros, unless the peiros themselves are edible, like the tamarim. So according to this pshat, if the peiros themselves are edible like the dates, then the Tanakama holds the dates are also not the date honey. But if the peiros themselves are not edible, like sisvanias, most people don't eat it, then what's aser is the vinegar. And the Chachamim are matir the vinegar. That's according to this pshat. Even though you could have argued that his kavana was only for the vinegar, being that the grapes themselves, these particular type of winter grapes, aren't so geshmak to eat.